This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a lesson last night in the art of outsized influence. 121 people got an $8 billion a year enterprise to essentially roll over. After a series of egregious on-the-field missed calls, bad calls, and blown calls, the National Football League has given its referees essentially what they wanted: a raise next year and a guaranteed pension plan until 2016. Should that make you want to consider a career in officiating, though? Well, the odds are long, as Shireen Marisol Meraji explains what it takes.
Full disclosure, I've never even heard of NFL ref Ed Hockley and his buff biceps before all this. But high school football ref Steve Stern says spending a lot of time at the gym is mandatory if you're going to make it to the NFL. The game is fast, and you've got to keep up.
You can work at the peewee level or the high school level and kind of look like me. You don't know what I look like, but I'm not exactly the great physical specimen that I used to be.
But Stern says being in good shape is about as sexy as it gets.
Oh my gosh.
Ah, the sound of peewee football, where many NFL refs got their start.
Pop Warner, youth football, the lower levels of high school, and you are just refining and learning all the time.
That's Phil Beltran. He started reffing back in the early 70s.
First question.
Sure.
Did you ever have a dream to go all the way up to the NFL?
Absolutely.
Beltran says to get there, you're officiating for hours a week, for little pay, trying to move up the ranks. High school, junior college, college. That's when Beltran decided to give up the dream of wearing the white hat. Division I meant weekend travel, which meant less time for his career and family. High school coach Steve Stearns never wanted to make it to the NFL, but he remembers calling a girls' softball game with veteran ref Bill Levy when Bill got the call from the NFL.
Can I say, hey, here you are working as a, you know, high school softball official, and you're going to be in the NFL next year, you know, and he was ecstatic.
So what it takes to be one of those real NFL refs? Biceps, skill, and years of officiating high school sports while holding down a day job. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.